Armstrong and Joe Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Live from Studio C.
Si, senor.
Dimly lit room to kick off a brand new week deep within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound. And hey, everybody, we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
This is one of my favorite general managers of all time.
Wow.
Brace yourselves.
I'm braced.
Donald J. Trump, the next Speaker of the House.
What?
Donald J. freaking Congressman from Florida, Trump, having re-won the majority, named Speaker of the House, in control of the legislative agenda, and impeachment. How's that taste?
Woo! Did you just think of this, or is this a possibility? Or?
One of our listeners sent along a column pointing out that that was a distinct possibility. Listener Jeff gets the credit.
He certainly could win that.
Oh, yeah. And there is precedent, Jack. John Quincy Adams, having been defeated in the presidential blah, 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 gotcha, went on to become a congressman, blah, blah, blah.
Funny.
Not funny. Hilarious.
Really?
Can you imagine the poo storm? Oh, my golly. More on that later.
I'm wearing an Ice Cube t-shirt today.
Oh, my.
I'm on an Ice Cube kick.
Nice. Little old school hippity hop
from NWA, or also from the movie Are We There Yet? The hilarious childhood classic that just came out a couple of weeks ago.
Quite the career arc. For
yeah,
one,
quite
Mr.
the career
Cube.
Arc. The guy from NWA.
Yes, exactly.
Which I tried to play a little bit for my son yesterday just to give him an idea what it was, but we really didn't make it more than 6 seconds in until he heard a whole bunch of stuff nobody his age should ever hear.
Right.
I just wanted to give him an idea of it.
Well, and he got it.
Having just watched the hilarious Disney, it's on one of your streaming services. It just came out for kids. Are right, we there yet? Right. With Ice Cube.
Meanwhile, you have Ice-T on cable news selling catheters to old folks.
On
these
Fox
are odd times.
Of all places, when right, he was like the most reviled example of cultural decay.
He's played a cop on TV for like a decade
right,
now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
He's the establishment man.
Anyway, I got an Ice Cube t-shirt for my birthday, which was yesterday. And I ate a lot of birthday cake last night, and nice, now the scale was not kind to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Think you can eat cake, can you? Think you can eat cake, can you? The scale says to me.
Give it to him. Give it to him.
I took
happy
in a lot
belated.
Of, yeah. I took in a lot of... what's happy about your birthday at this point?
I don't know, because your kids were probably excited,
no,
right?
No, that was fine. But, you know, yeah, in terms of, you know...
I know. Are you kidding? What? One step closer to the grave.
Exactly.
We both know it.
Whatever. I'm one step closer to free medical care. Yeah, you know, that's about...
Hey, wait a minute. There you go. That's the bright side.
I don't know if it's God's plan for keeping news ratings up. It doesn't seem like God would have a plan for that. or it's just the way things work or whatever. But as the pandemic is, you know, going to recede... There are enough people saying now we're headed toward something like herd immunity. It is the numbers are going off a cliff, thank God, for hospitalizations, cases, and deaths just dropping like a stone. And there's no reason to think they're not going to keep going that direction.
I don't know. I feel like a golfer on the 16th tee saying, I'm playing great today, and I'm going to finish great. I mean, just don't even say the words. Just... quietly be happy.
Gottlieb said yesterday, and he's my favorite guy on all this stuff since the beginning, he said that mathematically, the new strains just can't get a toehold now, most likely.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Which is exciting stuff.
A toehold doesn't even sound that strong to begin with. I can't hold on to something that firmly with my toes.
That's a funny expression, really.
You got weak toes, you millennials. Poor grip strength and weak toes.
And even if I get a toehold, it seems...
I mean,
pretty iffy. It's not like, oh, okay, now we're getting somewhere.
I've done my fair share of picking up the shirt on the floor with the foot and, you know, tossing it back over the shoulder, nice, grabbing it, picking up a pencil, things like that. But I don't, yeah, I've never felt a firm grasp on anything that I've grabbed with my toes.
Well, as you know, Sean, I'm an enthusiastic rock climber. I've soloed El Capitan, rope free climbing, free for, what do they call that? What I do all the time?
Free solo.
Free solo is what I do. That's right.
And the, so the if you've ever on your hands are just
if you've ever had I got forearms like Popeye. If you've ever had only a toehold, you would cherish a toehold.
You know? Yeah,
I guess it's a matter of perspective. It's a charmed life I live that I've never needed that.
This band that I was playing in for a while, the drummer was a big rock climber guy, and he was always be like, "Oh, I'm sore from doing hangs today." Like he would just hang from things by two fingers to build up his strength, and then you switch to two different fingers, and then you do like toe stuff, like you lean on one toe really hard to try to build up your strength in your toe to get a toe hold. Yeah, he was super into that. Where was I going? Oh, so God coming up with a plan to keep ratings high because apparently God's interested in that. The foreign policy is really, really reasserting itself as a story in a way that it has not been in quite some time. It's probably more likely that we were ignoring the world because of all our domestic problems for quite some time, whether it's Trump or the pandemic or whatever. And all this stuff was continuing to occur. And now we've been reminded, oh yeah, Iran, oh yeah, Russia, oh yeah, China. But man, there are a number of stories over the weekend, particularly around China. Oh my gosh, that just absolutely unbelievable. And the Biden administration said some pretty tough stuff on China yesterday, said some pretty weak stuff on Iran, which has me pretty concerned. But we got to get into those stories. The foreign policy is back, man.
Well, Congressman Trump probably head up the Foreign Relations Committee as soon as he gets elected.
The Biden administration seems to be backpedaling in the face of resistance from Iran. Oh, you won't meet with us if we do that? Oh, okay, we're sorry. We didn't mean that. Well, we'll do this. Can we meet now? Oh, we're sorry. How about if we do this? Will you meet with us now? Announcing overnight no more snap inspections of your nuclear facilities.
Oh, come on.
We'll give you a heads up and no more. Yeah, no more just showing up out of nowhere and inspecting.
See, this seems like a tangential form of Trump derangement syndrome. It's Obama legacy reclaiming syndrome. Just that desperate to reclaim any of that, even if they have to, you know, twist themselves into knots. Yeah, that's crazy. The Iran deal was a piece of crap from the beginning, and Biden knows it.
I hope they know what they're doing. Anyway, we'll talk more about that stuff later. It's teamwork that makes the dream work. And that's why we introduce our Bay in the Squad. There's our board operator. I'm sorry, technical director. Michelangelo, pressing buttons, flipping toggles, pulling levers. How are you this morning, Michael?
I'm good. We're here 1 year later when this whole coronavirus thing started, and still no good information. I almost shot you a picture of this. I saw a headline that said, we will reach herd immunity, and then after underneath it, it's like, oh, we can't wear masks till at least mid-2022. So I don't know who to believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, I know the headline you're talking about. I have a real problem with that, but that's a clickbaity thing I want to talk about later. That's another thing that doesn't do us any favors whatsoever, is the media's need for
to hang on to it.
There was a headline like, it was like, Fauci won't rule out wearing masks in 2022. Okay, so he won't rule it out.
Right.
Yeah, that because only a crazy person would rule something out.
Well, that's how scientists and data people work. If there's a half of a percent of a possibility, well, there's a chance that.
Yeah, that's the smart way to do it. But how about the media, you know, understands that? Won't rule out wearing masks in 2022. So the takeaway is we might be wearing masks from the idiotic media. Very frustrating. There is positive Sean, whose smile lights up the room. How are you, Sean?
Doing very well. Just bringing you the tweet that I have not stopped thinking about since I read it, probably about, I don't know, some point yesterday, I think. Do dogs understand elevators? Or are they just like, okay, it's time to get into the world changer?
Yeah, I don't know what goes through a dog's mind. I've been on an elevator with a dog. You come out in a brand new world.
They seem to accept it okay.
Oh, yeah. There's no, whoa,
Yeah, they're not jarred. It's not like you're waking someone from a sleepwalk or something.
Right.
You would think that dogs, because dogs are pretty smart, you would think that when the door closes on one world and opens on another, it would make some impact. But
they don't even tilt their head. They're like, oh, I guess we're here now.
Maybe they completely understand elevators. They saw you punch the number. Oh, we're going up. The fourth floor, maybe, you say.
Maybe they're just very, very stoic. Maybe they're just very zen. This is my new reality. Yeah. Must accept it.
That's probably the actual answer.
I was in a lobby. Now I'm in an apartment. This is my reality.
We were outdoors when we stepped in here. Now we're in a building. What happened there?
I don't know. If you'll excuse me, I will lick myself.
You need to be more like a dog.
That's right.
Because I can. Exactly. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. On Monday, February 22nd, the year 2021, we're Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
Let's begin the show officially now, according to FCC rules and regulations. Leaping into action. Here we go at Mark.
You've stolen a vaccine from somebody that needs it more than you. And now you're not going to get your second one. And we're not even sure if they're going to press charges against you and take you to jail right now.
This is a trespass warning.
I'm not allowed to be here no more. It's ridiculous that you're here right now.
What happened there?
Those were two gals in Florida dressed up like grandmothers trying to get their vaccines ahead of schedule.
Oh, boy.
Why didn't they just sneak across the border from Mexico and give you the shot? Huh? That's yeah, another that's policy that's story we're going to talk about.
Right?
Huh? Outrage.
You can't get yours. Illegals can.
How does a mailbag look?
Oh, it's fine. It's I'll keep working on it.
I don't know what that noise was. That was a weird noise. It's kind of apologetic, kind of surrendering.
I don't know.
Bit of a giving up. But a bit of acceptance. Is that ever...
That's the five stages of mail.
Yeah, exactly. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So I was looking for another person to hang out with my youngest son who doesn't go to school. Babysitter sort of person. You have to have some special skills. Anyway, I was on one of the websites. Care.com is one of your websites where you look for people like this. They sent me an email over the weekend. Anti-racist childcare. What it is and how to find it.
Oh, Lord.
Anti-racist childcare.
Oh,
can you just play? Can you just play Legos with him? Maybe make cookies. Really no need for anti-racist training.
Maybe talk about just saying please and thank you. I don't know. Yeah. Boy, we have a lot on that front. There's a lot happening as that scurrilous, corrosive, racist philosophy gets more and more spread. But first, mailbag.
Woohoo!
Not only is this freedom-loving quote of the day from Frederick Douglass a great freedom-loving quote of the day, it's one of my favorite quotes of all time. It's from his... autobiography. I prayed for freedom for 20 years, but received no answer until I prayed with my legs.
Wow, that's interesting.
That's straight out of the Lord helps those who help themselves, huh?
Hmm.
I guess. Well, let's see. Here's a nice note from Chuck.
He ran away, in other words.
Fought yes.
back, ran away.
Yeah, he did what he needed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. His just everything he wrote is worth reading, by the way, as is, once again, Tim Sanderson's fabulous book, Frederick Douglass, Self-Made Man. Jack, Joe, I went on a hike this weekend with some friends. Not a long one, but it was nice to get out, get some fresh air and sunshine. You guys know whenever there's a lull in the conversation, your mind starts to wander. And where did mine end up? Of course, Timothy the Upbeat Cannibalism Song. One thing I realized, if you can't figure out who to eat, it's probably you they'll be singing about after the rescue. HSFFD, having some friends for dinner. Chuck, 20-year listener now in Hong Kong.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow, I'd like to talk to him about what it's been like in Hong Kong.
Yeah, Chuck, give us all the insight you can from that great yet increasingly oppressed city.
Has echoes of the poker philosophy of if you're sitting at a table and you can't identify the fish in the first 30 minutes, it's you.
Oh, interesting. You know, cannibalism jokes are not as funny once you've watched Hannibal. If you've watched Hannibal on Netflix, it's not, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or if you were with the Donner Party, as I was back in the day. But I found the conversation very boring, so I found a different party and left them in the nick of time. Twitch, guys, heard you talking about Twitch this morning. I've been meaning to write an email. You guys always talk about how we need long-form, nuanced debates. That's happening on Twitch. Hours-long debates. The problem is that all the conservatives on Twitch are morons or actual racists. And I'm not being hyperbolic. They actually describe themselves as Nazis.
Wow.
If you guys ever decide to leave radio or get fired, and we will, you should seriously consider Twitch. There needs to be better conservatives on the platform. I don't really want to hang out with Nazis arguing for hours at a time.
Well, trying to convince them not to be Nazis.
You don't go to their channel. This person is suggesting you start your own to be an alternative place for people on that platform seeking conservatism. They don't just get recommended Nazis.
So this is to Jack. Apparently, they have channels on Twitch, whatever it is.
Whatever Twitch is. One of the points of the 60 Minutes story, the third one last night about QAnon, was that a lot of your racist groups, your Nazis, your whatever the names of them are, I don't know the names of them all, they're trying to recute a lot of the disillusioned QAnon people. They're working mm-hmm. really hard that, hey, these are some people looking for an ideology that can be led a certain direction. Let's get them while they're hot.
Yeah, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah,
it is interesting.
Yeah. Let's see. What is... good news for me. This is from alert listener Lori. See attached picture. Apparently you and those like you with high levels of Neanderthal DNA have a mutation on our chromosome 12. That mutation has an impact on how your immune system reacts to the virus. Turns out Neanderthals like myself, well, people with high percentage of Neanderthal DNA have decreases in the severity of COVID. Fabulous. I just scanned the article, but my people were very in touch with the natural world, so I had a feeling that I had resistance to the COVID. By the way, if I die of it, this clip will be played over and over again. So enjoy the irony. Let's see.
You think we're going to really focus on gotcha clips if you die of COVID? That's going to be our focus?
I know the media. I know you media scum. I don't trust you for a minute. You're better than this, writes Maria.
I was thinking
about your 219 show when you were talking about the change in temperature requirements for the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine.
Mm.
I know it can be confusing when requirements change. You got to the cringe embarrassing zone on this one. Drug stability is constantly assessed. You start out conservative and update the requirements as you learn more. I know this because I work in the industry. There was an opportunity here. Sadly, your conversation sounded like the rest of the media. Finger pointing, laughing out of ignorance, lying liar talk. That's some tone you're striking here, Maria.
Yeah, you're really bringing me over to your side with your
tone. Thanks for the lecture, ma'am.
Appreciate it. China sucks. More on that coming up. Armstrong.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, it started out.
No, they forget that there's real people on the other side of those letters that they're writing.
Yes.
We're real community members. We have kids or have known kids that have gone to these schools.
Right.
Have a vested interest in this process, and they don't know what we
right.
do behind the scenes. And it's really unfortunate that they want to pick on us because right. they want their babysitters back.
Right.
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 They want their babysitters right. back. Well, the woman who used the bad language from that story, the school board member.
I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah, that one. She resigned first, and then ultimately over the weekend, they all resigned, everybody on that board. So that's good. They should have. But keep in mind, if that audio hadn't leaked out, they would have just continued to be in charge of your kids, believing all you care about is having a babysitter and smoking pot all day long. And no thought whatsoever that maybe kids needed to be in school. That's lovely.
Exactly. Exactly. I love the part, which we didn't really feature, after they get done disparaging the parents, the parents' desire to have their children in school, with not a single pinch of perspective that, you know, but the kids are suffering, guys. Not a pinch of that in the entire conversation. But I like the point that one of the board members realizes the meeting is in private. We have the meeting open to the public right now. Nuh-uh, says the I'm going to F you up lady. Great, says a board member before a black screen with the text, practice session in progress appears. Someone watching the meeting said they started recording after one of the board members started speaking poorly of students, parents of students in the district. So we missed some of it, I guess. But that's hilarious. Uh-oh.
Wow.
Uh-oh is right, you jackasses. All right, so on another topic, COVID news.
I'll have to get to this headline later in the show. Worst dad ever runs off with girlfriend's mom day after birth of his son. That's a good story right there.
runs off with girlfriend's mom after birth of his son.
And his girlfriend have a baby. Day after the baby's born, he runs off with his girlfriend's mom.
Great Scott.
Yeah, that's a good story. But you're right, there is some interesting COVID stuff all over the place. For instance, coronavirus transmission is slowing L.A. I love this. This is from a blue check mark on Twitter yesterday. Coronavirus transmission is slowing in L.A. and elsewhere, in part because of something we long tried to prevent. A huge number of people have already been infected with the virus and are now immune.
Mm.
So, turns out a whole bunch of people, including like Joe Getty and others, who said maybe we'd be better off with the young, healthy people just got this, and we got enough people that got it that, you know, nobody can catch it anymore. And that seems to be exactly what has happened in L.A. County and a whole bunch of other places around the country.
Theoretical epidemiology is kind of a hobby of mine.
Right.
Hey, Sean, I told you clip 40. Let's play clip 39. This is Dr. Scott Gottlieb, or Scottlieb, as many people call him, who are in a hurry. Here he is.
Look, this has taken a tragic toll on the United States, but we should be optimistic, in my view. I think we're going to continue to see infection rates decline into the spring and the summer. Right now, they're falling quite dramatically. I think these trends are likely to continue. The new variants do create new risk. I think B117 creates some risk that we could see a resurgence of infection in certain parts of the country and higher prevalence overall in the spring and the summer than we might have seen without this strain. But it's not going to be enough to reverse these trends at this point. I think it's too little, too late in most parts of the country.
I thought that was fascinating. The numbers are dropping so fast, and we've got enough people that have either had the shot or had the virus, as we head towards some sort of herd immunity, that the new variants aren't going to be able to get a toehold this spring and summer, he says. They could come back in the fall, but he's hoping by then we'll definitely have our vaccines dialed in, that we don't have to worry about it.
Well, on that point, let's listen to clip 40. Sean?
If you look at the counties in New York and New Jersey that had greater than 45% seroprevalence, meaning that more than 45% of the population was infected going into the winter, they really didn't have much of a winter surge. So once you get to about 40% of the population with some form of protective immunity, you don't have herd immunity, meaning that this won't transfer at all. It will continue to transfer, but it will transfer at a much slower rate. And that's what we have right now around the country.
So he's using some technical term of herd immunity that, you know, whatever is a standard, but that's the principle that's happening right now. Enough of the herd has it that the numbers are dropping off a cliff. And he says that happens at around 40%.
Yeah.
Well, we're already at 55% nationally right now in terms, if you add the numbers together of people who've either had it or gotten the vaccine. And by April 1st, we're going to be up around like 80%.
So it would seem, and again, I'm not a superstitious man. I am a suspicious man. I'm not a superstitious man. I hate to say certain things out loud, though. It would seem that the likelihood of overwhelming the hospitals, the ICUs, having that sort of dangerous glut of very sick patients, that danger seems to be substantially past.
Oh, that seems to be over, yeah. That's over.
I pray. You're declaring it's over.
I'm declaring it's over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I enjoyed the Moulin Rouge. That's my thing I don't like to say out loud.
No, this COVID news is absolutely fantastic. You got some of the best doctors out there saying, we got enough people that have got it now. It's just, these numbers are going to continue to drop like a stone, which is awesome.
Well, yeah, Gottlieb's been very circumspect, very conservative and reasonable in all of his pronouncements all the way along. So if he says it, that carries extra weight.
Sure. His thing is that the fall could be a completely different story. But the fall's the fall. I'm worried about the spring and the summer. And that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. To have restaurants wide open and crank schools. Let's start with schools. Of course, it was safe to open the schools last fall, and thousands of schools did, and are fine, and have been fine the entire time. On the other hand, the world is what it is. It may suck that the teachers' unions are sacrificing the children on the altar of their greed, but that is the way it is, and so it would be nice if even those awful, barely humans, the unions, were to return to the classrooms and get the kids edumacated.
Yeah. That guy from Johns Hopkins that we talked about on Friday got a lot of attention over the weekend because he's the one that said by April 1st, we're going to be at like 80%. And he said, that's close enough to herd immunity. This thing is going to be basically gone by April 1st. So that's only 5 weeks away. That's freaking awesome.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Please.
Spring and summer is going to be awesome. That's what I'm starting to think. They got an interesting thing going on in Great Britain, and I wonder why that hasn't happened here yet. people wanting to choose their vaccine because people have strong opinions on whether they want this one or that one based on things they've heard or read. A lot of the information is true or mm-hmm. isn't true. And, you know, is rumor or speculation based on very little evidence. The official NHS policy, because they have government health care over there, is to take what is offered, but people jump on websites and claim they're giving out the Pfizer version over at this hospital, and then people make a run to try to get over to get that one, the people that think that that one's the best. Other people think the other one is the best. There are end runs and insider plays, it said in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, where staff who work at health clinics, for example, may tip off family and friends to what's on offer. Some folks have resorted to hospital hopping, making or canceling vaccination appointments at various hospitals, hoping to time it just right to get the vaccine they want.
Wow, it's like when a store gets a shipment of Pliny the Elder. Everybody goes crazy and runs to get it for fans. I think it was my wife's friend who has an immune compromised situation, and her mom, I think, it's close enough to the truth, went to get their vaccine together, and they had appointments 10 minutes apart, same facility. One got the Pfizer, the other got the Moderna. We can't figure out why.
I talked to my parents last night, and my dad's 82 and my mom's 79, and we're going to be 79. And they haven't gotten a shot yet, partially because they live in a county where lots of old folks go to retire and that sort of stuff, and everybody's old. So the whole population right. is super old, and they ran out of vaccine. They got none in that county. It's a county right next
to... Wow, so 82 isn't old enough to get some?
No. Hey, you kids, holy you cow. Wait over there on the playground.
The youth line
you
is
boy.
That way.
Yeah.
Oh, they got to do something. They got to go somewhere. They got to pull some strings or something.
But they're terrible. Doing an old folks spring break, as I called it, ever since they've gone down there to retire. It's just they have more fun than any group of people I've ever seen in my life.
Hell yeah. But,
so they all were getting together. 10 of them were loading up in vans and going to some sort of dinner theater show last night that apparently was open.
Dinner table. Wow. Events.
In that county outside of Phoenix. And but they found out late in the afternoon that one of the people in the dinner theater got the COVID, so they had to close that down.
Ah.
But then they went out to a restaurant to eat. So I told my mom, there's nothing like that going on around where I live. Nothing. There's no restaurant to go to eat, and there's sure as hell no dinner theater happening. And this is old people. This is people in their 80s that are going to these
unvaccinated
things.
Octogenarians are going out partying right now.
Right, but where I live, college kids can't eat at a restaurant. So
shouldn't somebody be shaming them online or something? Your parents for this? Of course, your parents probably aren't online to be shamed.
No, they aren't.
They don't care.
Yeah, what's their Twitter handle?
Oh, and then so I brought up the fact that they can't get the shot. I saw this thing about Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He was being criticized on Twitter. And somebody said, I can't believe this is a real paragraph in a real news story where they're complaining that Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican, ignored federal guidelines and prioritized senior citizens above everyone else because they're a potent voting bloc. Oh, is that the reason he got senior citizens the vaccine? Because they're a potent voting bloc? Or is it these numbers that 32% of the deaths have been 85 plus, 28% have been 75 to 85, and 21% have been 65 to 74. I'll do the math for you. That adds up to 50, 70, about 83% of deaths have been over 65. 83%. If you throw in 50 and above, you're at like 97% of deaths. But the only reason...
it was because they're a potent voting bloc.
The only reason you would prioritize that group is because they're a potent voting bloc. No. Anybody
that person's license to journalize ought to be removed. I'm a First Amendment extremist. I want their keyboard yanked away from them. I want them silenced. I want a ball gag in their mouth. They're not allowed to speak anymore. They're too stupid. They're hurting the herd.
Any place in the country that is not prioritizing 65 and above, or at least 85 and above, depending on how much you got of the vaccine, is just dumb. That's just a dumb way to handle it.
Well, it's dumb to the point of being murderous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's dumb resulting in the deaths of nice people.
But
there are so many difficult policy decisions to be taken on by a free society like ours. You know, what policies work best? How much government is enough? I mean, this is nuanced stuff. It's difficult stuff. There's data, there's history, there's the Constitution. But we've got to argue the point that a disease that kills old people, we ought to inoculate the old people first? We got to waste our time on that crap?
Yeah.
I mean, it's self-evident. I'm going to go home and convince my dog of it, and it's going to take about 2 minutes maximum with a couple of treats. And yet we've got to be arguing about this. God, it's enough to make you insane.
Your dog's going to say, I get it. You don't have to repeat it. I understand. It's not that hard.
Michael, did you capture the odd noise I made?
that's Joe when he's not quite sure of something.
I hope I won't be hearing that sound a lot in the future, Michael.
We got more on a variety of fronts. We do have to get to China at some point. We do have the guy who ran off with his girlfriend's mom after the birth of their son. All that stuff.
And the Muppet Show has been canceled. Too dangerous.
Okay. Canceled.
Warning label on the Muppet Show.
Canceled.
Fantastic. All on the way.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Mayday, Mayday, United 328 Heavy, Mayday, Mayday aircraft. Denver departure, United 328 Heavy, Mayday aircraft, just experienced a engine failure, need a turn immediately.
There's a big boom, the kind of sound you don't want to hear when you're on an airplane, and I instantly put my shade up, and I was pretty frightened to see that the engine on my side was missing.
A wife and I were sitting inside the house. We heard this big bang, and then all of a sudden there was a bang and a crash. This object just rolls right in front of our house, right out the front window, trying to figure out what it is. And as soon as I open the door, I go, uh-oh, it's an engine part.
So what's that story?
An airline flight, United Airlines, Boeing 777, one of the engines caught fire and just kind of busted apart. Raining debris down on Broomfield, Colorado. One guy had a huge chunk of stuff go right through his roof, through his kitchen ceiling, and crashed to the floor.
Wow.
Left a hole in his roof like a oven.
Holy cow.
Had come through his roof. It's terrible, but nobody hurt, thank God, and the plane landed fine.
That'd scare the crap out of you.
Yeah, it would.
Whether on the ground or in the plane.
Yeah, a number of folks on the plane calmly took video of the fiery engine hanging from the wing there. Made an emergency landing at the Denver International Airport. No one on the plane hurt. Thank God. Crazy story.
Yeah, I heard a lot of the passengers were, you know, doing the thing where you text your loved ones saying, I think we may die, so I love you, goodbye, that sort of thing.
Oh, boy.
That's rough.
You know, that's sad and scary but beautiful if you text them and say, you know, I've long secretly hated you and I'm glad to be dead. That would be tougher to live down. But everybody's fine, so.
Or you just text back an LOL.
Good. I hate you. Whoops.
Canceled. Kermit.
Canceled.
Canceled.
Disney has decided that the Muppet Show, featuring Kermit the Frog, Fozzie Bear, and Miss Piggy, contains offensive content and can only be seen on an adult account.
What? My kids watch this all the time.
Well, you're a bad parent.
So now it's going to get moved to the adult account? You can't, if you have the kids' settings, it won't be on there. How come?
That's correct. It will screen out the Muppet Show. This program includes negative depictions and or mistreatment of people or cultures. These stereotypes were wrong then and are wrong now.
Okay, you're going to have to spell these out for me. They're not coming to mind here.
I will continue with Disney's statement. Rather than remove this content, we want to acknowledge its harmful impact, learn from it, and spark conversation to create a more inclusive future together. Remember, this is the company that cozies up to the communist Chinese and their concentration camps.
Well, is it Disney the depiction of women as pigs, or what's the problem here?
Well, it's like they'll occasionally have an American Indian-type Muppet, or an Asian Muppet, or the Swedish chef. A terrible, hateful stereotype of Swedish people with their work.
Well, that one's a comedy routine, but the having,
it's a racist routine, sir.
But the having an Asian character, that's by definition racist.
Yes, if it's a Muppet, apparently. This warning is believed to refer to Muppet characters designed as stereotypes of Native Americans, Arabs, and East Asians.
which was designed originally to teach kids about a variety of groups that exist on planet Earth.
Yeah, there are different people around the planet.
That wear different clothes often and eat different foods. And
Looks like some other things. Johnny Cash is seen performing in front of a Confederate flag in one episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a
yeah.
Confederate then, flag in one of the Muppet episodes.
Then
not like a 5-year-old's going to really pick up on that.
Well, it's more of the idiocy of presentism.
I knew it. The Muppets are pro-slavery.
You see, it didn't mean that then, so don't worry about it. It doesn't really mean it now, except in certain hands. In January, Disney blocked children younger than 7 from watching Peter Pan, Dumbo, and the Aristocats for similar reasons.
Yeah, there's not going to be anything that passes the test anymore.
No, of course not.
Everything is going to be gone. None of your founding fathers can't be on schools. You can't watch the Muppets. Just everything will have to be post 2020
roughly, the date.
But huh, interesting.
Yeah, Chicago, the mayor, Lori Lightfoot there, light on judgment, just released a list of monuments that might have to be taken down, including Washington and Jefferson.
Of course. Seriously?
Yeah.
So it's not just the wackadoos of San Francisco, it's also in Chicago.
No. Oddly enough, the San Francisco school board said, hey, maybe we ought to put this whole renaming schools thing on ice. For reasons that are unintentionally hilarious, and we can get to that in a bit. The long and short of it, as I said, was, well, number one, we probably ought to be talking about reopening the schools. Duh. And number two, maybe we should involve a historian or two in this effort. So it was just the woke idiots of the school board considering various schools and names and whether they should be canceled or not. And they kept, like, getting the wrong person. They would Wikipedia the wrong person and decide to cancel the school on what they read in 5 minutes on the internet.
Well, but if Johnny Cash singing in front of a Confederate flag on Muppets, you take out that one scene. There's enough in the Muppets, they got to move it to the adult channel.
But wouldn't that be worse of a cancel? You're erasing history as opposed to existing with a disclaimer?
They did say they want to keep it around. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Johnny Cash singing in front of a Confederate flag isn't going to hurt anybody anyway.
I don't know. I don't know if this is going to have any effect on the viewership of the Muppets. You'll just watch it on a different place, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Hilarious. We hate China. That coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.